Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hip music station, 98 BXY.
You got a hot take this morning? Let it rip. 585-252-9800 for There, I Said It. Breeze?
Oh, my goodness.
Why don't you grip it and rip it?
You want me to start off with my own?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe, and this is specifically to softball because I was watching a game last night. I think that the chants and cheering on the teammates is unsportsmanlike and borderline taunting and harassing. There, I said it.
If you're cheering for your team.
So they do like softball cheers when their player is up batting, but it's like a direct... It's a direct, like, shade being thrown
at
to
the
pitcher.
Yeah, sure. It's a distraction.
Like, we don't want your dirty balls when they don't throw strikes. Or they, like, they just do very obnoxious things.
Yeah.
And I understand the whole, like, cheering for your team and all of that. But when it's directly impacting the mental health of the opposite person, I think it's unsportsmanlike. There, I said it.
That's crazy. I'm pissed.
And no,
those cheers are coming from a Christian college.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, you're so right.
That's crazy.
You're so right.
Wow.
Hilarious.
Let's go over to Chrissy. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. You guys think you're having a bad day? I doubt it. Today I woke up bleeding from every orifice of my body. Oh, my God. What's? I should have proofread this.
Yeah.
I got a nosebleed from my medication. My gums bled when I brushed my teeth. I'm on my period and I have hemorrhoids.
Oh, gosh, that is really tough.
Thanks, Chrissy. I was going to eat this yogurt, but I think I'm just going to go ahead and save it. Here's mine for today, and I do. I feel kind of bad saying this. I really do. The basement is perfectly fine and acceptable, but if you have ceiling tiles in your kitchen or living room, you're kind of trash. There I said it. You ever been in someone's kitchen and it's just
the
ceiling tiles?
Yeah.
Like,
well, The basement, yes, it's totally fine because when I was younger, we used to like hide stuff in there.
Same.
Yeah.
All the Playboys. That's.
Oh my gosh.
Blame it on Dad.
The drop ceilings are crazy. Yeah. The gums bleeding. That's a dental issue.
Yeah.
That's
well.
That's not hepatitis. Oh my god, not at all. Gingivitis.
Chrissy. Excuse me. You're going through a lot this morning.
We feel for you. We do.
It's a lot of blood, but let's move on.
Just
to
bleeding
Hannah.
Out. Fully.
Let's go to Hannah. Hi, Moose and Breeze. If someone hands you their phone to look at a photo, that doesn't mean they give you permission to start scrolling through all their photos. You creep. Have some boundaries there. I said it. I kind of feel attacked.
You do this. You're so nosy.
I can't help it. Like when someone hands you their phone, you're looking at a photo. It's out of habit because you do this on your own phone. You just start scrolling.
Right.
You just start scrolling.
Just scroll it out.
Yeah, I got called out a couple of times, but what'd you expect?
This person says it's not rude to walk through people taking photos on the sidewalk or any walkway for that matter. There, I said it. It's extremely rude for the people to stop and take pictures in a crowded space. I'm not stopping my walking or my journey because you need a selfie, Rebecca.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
People are fired up this morning.
Tell me you're triggered.
I don't know how many of you agree with Courtney's take here, but she says working from home for 10 hours in less pay is still better than 8 hours at the office. There, I said it. Well, you probably deserve less pay because chances are you're not working anyways when you're at home. Been there, done that.
Goodness.
My boss called me once. Where are you right now? I was at a diner having breakfast. It was 9:30. It's like we have a call, a company call. It's like, oh yeah, you mind if I just have my video off for this one?
You're like in the back flipping flapjacks.
I just want to finish my toast.
Oh gosh, this person says day in the life videos should focus more on the actual work that you're doing and not just your morning routines. There, I said it. Shade to that guy who wakes up at 3 a.m. that you guys showed me.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to be a boss, you got to be a boss. Like, what does that even mean? I'm not sure. Let's see.
I only wash my face with the finest spring waters.
Yeah. This person says, this might be a hot take and I don't care, but there are too many Starbucks in this area. There, I said it. Bring back the local coffee shops. Got to do it.
I only like to get my brew from Spot Coffee.
They literally went out of business.
Oh, they did.
I haven't drank coffee in months.
Well, Sasso then. I like Sasso. I find grown men who are picky eaters to be such a turnoff. You're literally 40 years old. Just eat the string bean. You know, picky eaters. They do give that childish mentality, don't they? They get that vibe.
Yeah.
And then let's finish it off with our girl Amy here, who says, anyone who complains in this city that Rochester has too much crime has clearly never lived anywhere else. Go to Detroit. Go to Chicago. This city is way safer than most places. There, I said it. I couldn't agree more. One summer, I set up a lemonade stand on Clinton Ave. Made friends for life.
Friends for life.
Wouldn't recommend doing it again, but we had the best time. Lemonade was sold, and we all had a refreshing beverage. But Amy, you're 100% right. There are some horrible places out there. Every city has its pockets. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Every city.
You got to just know where to dodge. You know what I mean?
When life gives you lemons, what's that saying? Whatever. Who cares? We're going to take a break.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and
Breeze. PXY mornings, Moose Breezy. Just a legitimate question. At what age was your kid potty trained by?
Yeah, we're all just like begging the question of... Moose says 6 months.
No.
Yes.
I said I thought I had a conversation with my brother and sister-in-law, and I brought it up. Hey, you know, I know the twins are one now. What's the deal? They can start going in the bathroom on their own. And they both looked at me like, you know, they were embarrassed. High. They were embarrassed to know me.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It's my pretty typical.
I don't understand. It's not like, how am I supposed to know? I thought kids were potty trained by the age of 1.5 to 2 years old, tops. Because if I remember correctly... Yes, I was a gifted kid growing up, but I'm pretty positive I was potty trained at 2. I wish my mom would call.
Yeah, she's like, I don't listen to your show, sweetie. Thank you so much.
No, I was wiping your butt until 18.
She goes, what are you talking about? I literally wiped your butt last Sunday. Yeah, I don't think that's how that works. I know for certain, this is the only indication that I have. I know for certain that you have to be potty trained before you go to kindergarten.
You have to. So, they won't let you in.
Yes.
You will not make the cut.
So anytime before five is a go. But I think that parents, again, disclaimer, not a parent. You guys will tell me that I'm not a parent. Love that. But I think the parents get very worked up and fixated on the timeline of their kids' growth, process, movement, all of the things. Like, for example, my best friend, her baby just turned one back in March.
That's beautiful.
And she was like, she's not walking yet. I'm like, it's fine. She'll walk on it. And now she's walking.
Yeah,
she's doing all the things.
Take a couple of years.
Yeah. To walk.
585-252-9800. It is a competition. And some parents are very
alarming. Sally's been going, been crapping on the toilet since, you know, 2021.
Yeah, you want to get to a point where your kids are teaching other kids in the neighborhood how to be potty trained. You know what I mean? Let's go to this person that says, good morning, guys. My three-year-old is potty trained, but I still put her in a swim diaper. Because I don't want to be the reason the pool has to close in the summertime.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be.
What was that movie that we saw?
The Sandlot.
No, the one with the golfing.
Oh, that's.
Perfect. Not with me bringing everything to a screeching halt. We went to see it at Rock Cinema.
Yeah, with Rodney Dangerfield. What's the name, you guys?
Guys.
I don't remember. All right, let's get to some phone calls. Hello, Peaks, while you're live. Go ahead.
Guys, listen. Let me tell you something. It's Teresa.
Yeah. Okay. Who else would it be?
Moose, what's the matter with you?
Is that a rhetorical question?
How much time? It's only a four-hour show. You know.
Listen, you think kids 1 and 2 year olds can wipe their own butt? Are you drinking something this morning?
I don't know. How am I supposed to know?
The mini fridge is looking light.
Oh my God. Let me tell you something. You know, I got three daughters. Oh, my youngest. My youngest was potty trained by 3.5 years old, and she was good at it too.
Your daughter was good at being potty trained. What made her good?
Yeah, the reason, you know, is because I taught her.
Right.
You know?
Just like you taught her how to keep a man, right?
Oh,
listen,
my God.
If I left it up to my husband, Breezy, you know what? Watch your mouth.
Yeah,
okay?
Right. Disrespectful.
Sorry.
You're just disrespectful. This is ridiculous.
I agree.
It's too early for this. Okay.
Let me tell you the reason why my daughter is good at potty training is because I taught her. Okay. You know, if I left it up to my husband, my daughter would still be trying to figure out how to use the toilet. And she's 33.
Right. All right. You know? What made her good at it?
She followed directions.
Right.
Okay. That's what made her good at it. I'll tell you something. Some parents are just clueless. It's just ridiculous.
Teresa, you know what I've admired about you every time you've ever called this show? Is that you're very matter of fact about anything and everything. You're just a wise woman from Gates.
Wise ass.
I never tell you guys. So look, listen, I have a friend, Joanne, okay? You can bleep out her name or whatever you have to do, okay?
Well, we're live, but okay.
It's too late, so.
So when my friend Joanne had her daughter, she never took the time to teach her how to potty train. And she was almost five. Just walking around with a soaked diaper. I mean, it's disgusting.
Oh, this is gross.
It is gross. Yeah.
I had an ex like that, but it was with dogs, not humans. They were just going all over the house.
How are some of these freaking kids 5 and 6 years old and still not potty trained? I mean, what the heck?
I know.
What are these parents doing?
These kids should be potty trained at one.
Listen. I wish my older daughter would get remarried already. Yeah, okay, I told you guys about her divorce and her dead ex, right?
Couldn't miss it.
Yeah, we did.
You know what? If she had just listened to me, she wouldn't be in this mess right now. Okay, she would have kids already.
To potty train of her own.
Potty training, you know. Let me tell you something. But to answer your question, most kids are typically between 3 to 4 years old of age when they learn to potty train. Okay,
right.
If you're a lazy parent. Then probably close to, I'd say, 7 or 8.
Seven or eight?
Listen, you guys have a great day.
All right, you too, Teresa.
Hey, you guys got any tickets you can give me for that Shawnee Paul or Wiz thing?
What do you?
We're not giving you tickets to a concert you don't even know the name of.
What do you know about?
Here we go again. Here we go again. You couldn't get me tickets for my daughter, and now you can't get me these tickets. Really?
Well, listen, though, bachelor auction. I don't want to get back into that.
No.
But what do you know about? humor me. What do you know about Wiz Khalifa?
Not too much, to be honest with you. But my daughter does.
Oh, it's always the daughter.
Teresa, can you tell me what the lyrics are to this song? Ready and go.
I have no idea. I can't even understand it.
Well, it's just an instrumental.
It's just a melody.
All right, Teresa, go have your coffee.
Are you drunk this morning?
You guys have a wonderful day, okay? This is crazy. I got to go have my coffee.
All right. Yeah. We love you. Bye.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right, let's give some tickets away to Shawnee Paul and Wiz Khalifa this morning.
Woo!
Thank God for Teresa. I think we'd all still be looking for answers this morning if it wasn't for her. 585-252-9800. Caller 8 right now to win a pair of tickets to go see our friends Wiz and Shawnee Paul.
Yeah, we're best friends with them.
July 6th at Darien Lake, courtesy of Live Nation. Guys, these tickets go on sale this Friday through LiveNation.com. We're giving you a chance to win them today and tomorrow. Good luck. Caller 8.
98PXY and Macy's want to send one lucky winner to New York City for a dream Mother's Day getaway.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hey, this is Ryan.
Ryan. What's going on, man? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Geneseo.
You a big Wiz Khalifa fan? Shawnee Paul?
Yeah, I am.
All right, go ahead. Sing a tune from Wiz Khalifa. Anything. 5 seconds. Go.
Black and yellow, black and yellow.
Yeah. The default is crazy. Yeah, I knew you were going to do
that. Honestly, that works for us. Yeah. You're caller number 8!
Yes, let's go!
Yeah, let's go! You, my friend, are going to Darien Lake Amphitheater July 6th. Who are you bringing to the show with you?
I'm going to bring my wife, Elizabeth.
You had to think about it.
She literally was like, she was driving in the background.
Mom,
she was like,
no,
oh,
I thought God. You were trying to decide between your wife or girlfriend. Who are you going to take with you?
It's really tough.
Nah, I only got a wife.
I love
She's
it,
like,
man.
That's hard enough to keep track of.
All right, my man, we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets. What's the only station in the city giving you Shawnee Paul and Wiz Khalifa?
Come on, 98PXY, let's go.
More chances for you guys to win Shawnee Paul and Wiz Khalifa tomorrow morning on PXY. We got 3 pairs of tickets, Breeze.
I love it, yeah. And like, you can win them before you can even buy them. They go on sale tomorrow, 10 a.m. And, I mean, what clout? That would be. I got the tickets before you could even buy them.
I love the people who win on their birthdays. That's a gift right there. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
July 6th at Darien Lake Amphitheater. We got to talk about this real quick because if there's anybody that is falling asleep at night, just crying into their pillow about this, it's you. I don't have an issue with this when it comes to online shopping. I know it's been a nightmare for a lot of people because of the tariffs.
Yeah.
However, you're done.
No, it's bad. So I love clothes, obviously. Everyone knows.
But cheap clothes.
Fashion girl. Yeah.
Yeah, you love cheap clothes.
And everyone's probably going to like cancel me for, you know, shopping at all the places that I do. But it's not for long because honestly, the $12, $15 jacket that I bought 3 months ago, I just checked this morning, it's now 50.
How much was it?
15.
And now it's 50?
Now it's 50.
Through what? Shein?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it bother you that you can only wash those clothes once before they disintegrate?
Not true. I know all the good ones. Trust me. But I'm panicking because I've talked about it till the cows come home, and I don't know how many more times I can say it, but I'm in such a transitional period right now when it comes to clothes, buying clothes, wearing clothes, because I don't want to buy a whole new wardrobe because I'm not done losing weight and all the clothes that I do have don't fit me. So it's just this huge just mosh podge of clothes over here, clothes over there. And I was like, when I actually get down to the weight that I want to maintain, I'll buy a new wardrobe. Doesn't look like that's going to happen unless I go with plan B, which is psychotic, I will admit. But
we love a good plan B.
If you know me, you know I'm cheap as all hell. And yeah. I'm not going to spend the $50 just for the principle knowing that it was 15.
Right.
So my parents are in Florida half the year. They're snowbirds. They have been down in Fort Myers since December, and they have a great group of friends over there. They have met couples from all over the country, some in Chicago, some in Detroit, some up, down, everywhere. But they met a couple who are Canadian.
Okay.
So, and I know this family pretty well just from going down and visiting my parents. And I have made the executive decision that if I choose to continue to shop on these sites, I will be shipping all of my packages to Canada.
And then who's going to get them?
I'll have to go get them at some point, or they can ship them to me.
So it's the same price if it's shipped to Canada rather than shipped here to the States.
I don't think the tariffs are as high or even a thing, if I'm being honest. But I have to go on whatever website, Canada version.
By the time you drive out of the country and back, you're spending the same amount of money on gas. It makes no sense.
It's an experience. You know what I mean? If I'm going there for, you know, I go to Toronto a lot for shows and things of that nature. So if I'm going, and I'll only do it for, like, you know, big hauls, right? Whether the season's
big
changing
hauls,
or I'm actually at my weight that I'm maintaining. So I have their address. I'm ready to go and fire at any moment.
This is wild. So, yeah because you want to save a $20 on
it's
a shirt.
It's $25 per item for any item.
In the long run,
yeah,
you're going to be spending more money.
No, I'm going to be saving millions.
Saving millions. What's the most amount of money you've ever spent on one article of clothing?
Maybe $100.
Really? For like, not even a really nice pair of shoes? You own any like Louis? I mean, you got a Louis bag, but I doubt you bought it.
No, I did, but it's not clothes.
It's an accessory, sure.
I mean, yeah, that's the most expensive thing I
bought. I mean, because you are cheap.
It's like $1,600.
If somebody was going halvesies on something with you, mm-hmm. you'd be more interested in.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, I mean, shoes are the most expensive. Or like Lululemon, but I buy all my Lululemon used, so. I'm too cheap. I won't do it.
I'm dying to find more places to go shopping. Because as a guy, too, I shop a lot for myself. Mm-hmm. But I'm running out of options here in the 585.
Honestly, and I know some people might come for me, do not sleep on Walmart. I get a lot of my clothes from Walmart, and they have really stepped up their fashion game throughout the years. And I get, every time I wear a piece of an article of clothing from Walmart.
Yeah,
I'm getting compliments.
I got no problem buying a hoodie from Walmart.
No,
okay, I'm not doing my dress clothes in my fitted pants. I'm not going to Walmart. Okay,
give it a chance. Oh, you're above Walmart? You're too bougie for Walmart?
A little bit, yeah.
No, you're not.
A little bit.
You're not above
Walmart.
It's
not a place. Come on. There's got to be other places for guys around here to go shopping instead of like just guessing H&M.
I mean, Sears.
The mall is running out of stores. Sears closed years ago.
You can try Big and Tall.
I don't want to have this conversation anymore because I just get frustrated. You're the reason I drink. What time is it? Okay, 5 minutes until happy hour.
You were drinking before I even got in the building today.